This exercise is to be used after you've created your cave and feel comfortable going back and forth to it. And once you've explored your cave and understand a little bit about what goes on within the cave, what I'd like you to do is assume the position, slow your breathing down, raise your eyes up with your eyes closed, looking at that point just above your forehead or at the top of the bridge of your nose. And breathing slowly and deeply. Picture yourself climbing the mountain, going to the cave, going into the cave, to the step and looking out the door out towards the desert. In the distance you see the walled city. Decide what it is that you'll need for your journey to the city and then go out into the desert. Out. You can feel the heat from the sun. As you walk, you're calm and relaxed. Your shoulders are down. Your back is straight. Your head is erect, the chin pulls slightly in. The knees are turned slightly out, as are the toes, and the pelvis rocks imperceptibly with your breath and shifts with your stride as you walk through the sand. When you move your whole body. And when you walk, you place your heel on the ground first and then shift your weight forward along the side of the foot. Your shoulders and arms swing in a rolling motion as you walk and rotate your spine. You feel like there's a warm red ball of fire down deep in your belly. Your knees and ankles are relaxed and soft and flexible as you walk. Your movement is centered, smooth, and flowing. You feel happy and relaxed. Just a happy acceptance of the universe and the situation as it is as you walk towards this ancient city in the desert, the city of rock and stone. There is no fear as you are confident in your strength and experience. You're steady, loving, and confident. You're uninhibited, practical, and enjoy a good laugh. When you meet others, you smile. You make eye contact. You reward service and kindness with praise and reciprocity. You are careful with the truth of your words. You're honest and reliable. If there were still kings and queens worthy of the name, you would be their peer. You enjoy the way your body feels and study how it reacts to the world and the people around you. You do not use your strength to intimidate others, but to help those who are weaker to find their own source of strength. You use your anger to right wrongs and punish those who attack you, but you do not initiate an attack, only retaliate in an appropriate manner. You are a teacher of the way as well as a warrior, and you are approaching an ancient city. City in the desert. As you walk towards the city, find yourself following in the tracks of a caravan. As you approach the city, the gates open. It seems to be a market day. You go into the market. All around you are people in robes. You go among the shops. There are houses of entertainment. You look around to find something that you might enjoy. You shop among the bazaar for something to eat. You look at the goods of the various merchants. Distance, you hear some sort of hubbub. The voice cries, "Thief! Thief!" You see a boy running towards you with a loaf of bread in his hand. He's being chased. Pick up your gear, your purchases. You make your way back to your mountain and cave. When you are comfortable, open your eyes. In a moment, or when you're ready, we'll go on to part 2. That's going out the orange door.